Our scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise.
Isaiah was born into a very wealthy family. He could have lived a life of leisure, begun leading those in the temple. He had wealth, he had position, but he gave all that up when he heard the voice of God call. You remember that passage when, "Whom shall I send?" Isaiah heard. And Isaiah's answer, here I am, send me. Do you ever hear the voice of God call you? Of course you do. I know y'all have. I know Bobby Harris heard the voice of God call, "Do food work for me. Feed my people." She did. And she has dedicated herself to the food ministry of this church for a long time. Tris and Jane heard the voice of God call and they said, "I have an idea. Let's have a rummage sale." Teresa did, our music ministry. Teresa heard the voice of God and she stepped into ministry. Bobby Moore did. Bobby and Diana, and we are going to lose them. They are moving back to about the same place they were when I first met them, over in the Clear Lake or Pearland area. Bobby Moore and Cy Harris, they come around here and just fix stuff. They hear the voice of God saying, "Change that ballast." Listen now. God is calling you this very moment. How will you respond? Isaiah has been called the evangelical prophet because he points the way forward to the Messiah. You remember these words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder. He will be called Wonderful Counselor." You remember that? "Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah, in that moment, leaned into the future. He leaned to the future. Listen once again to this morning's passage, first words. "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old," Isaiah said. Isaiah was leaning into the future at a time when the children of Israel needed it so badly. God was reminding him to remind them, the past is, past. The past is past. Our main flaw as the church, and I'm not talking about us here, just us here, but the church writ large, The main problem of the church is that we, unlike Isaiah, still kind of refuse to lean into the future. And that's understandable. It really is understandable. We cling to the familiar. I do that too. I do that too. The familiar is so familiar. And I really like familiar. New scares me. It does. But God told Isaiah, and He is telling us today, and I need to get the ears to listen, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" He said. Okay, how can we perceive that? How can we perceive that God is truly doing a new thing and we are called to be a part of that new thing? First of all, and this is one of the hard parts, we must take our eyes off the familiar. Yeah. We must take our eyes off the familiar. And that doesn't mean that we just throw everything, but we must not cling to the familiar as our default position. You see there, I was using a little lingo out of a new language that is entirely foreign to me and I am not comfortable with. And then, after we take our eyes off the familiar, be silent and listen. Holy Week is coming. I invite you to spend some time in silence, listening for what God has in store for you. And when we are in a hurry and scurrying around, we simply can't hear that still small voice. Be quiet. Listen. And then, once we've done that, we need to embrace the strange. We really do. We need to embrace the strange. Why is it strange? Because it's unfamiliar to us. Everything we're familiar with is not strange, and everything we're not familiar is strange. That's the way the human mind works. But we must lose the famous six words of church stagnation. We've always done it that way. Or the corollary, we've never done it that way before. If someone around here comes up with an idea that sounds sort of odd and goofy, let's try it. Let's try it. And then we shan't be afraid to fail. I don't usually use the word shan't, but Richard, you inspire me with that music to raise my language to another level. You know, Edison had literally thousands of failures before the light bulb. Try again. Finally, give God the praise. Think about this. The strange creativity of God. The strange creativity of God has fashioned a mighty, weird universe. Black holes, quarks, antimatter, just to name a few. But the very weirdness of the universe unleashes such possibilities that we have not even to that degree begun to imagine. Question, will the church be open to the new possibilities that God is spreading out before us, even now? Or will the church, writ large, become a relic of the past, a museum of antiquity? Or will the church become the spiritual laboratory for the future of humankind? Who knows? God does. And God is speaking to us. Amen.